This is Rabbi Nathaniel Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Tuesday, June 27, 2017. We'll learn the 9th to 12th Mishnayos, third chapter of Mishnah Avos. So Mishnah 9, right? Mishnah Tet. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza Omer. Kol sheyirat cheto kodemes lechachmaso. Chachmaso mischayemes. Right, if your fear of sin precedes your learning, your wisdom will endure. Chol shechachmasa, but if your wisdom kodemes leyiras cheto, en chachmasa miskayemes. If your learning precedes your fear of sin, your learning will not endure. There are many, right, possible explanations for that, but the most simplest and probably the most basic and most fundamental is the question of why we learn. If we learn simply as an academic pursuit, if we learn Torah, but not to better ourselves or to learn what to do or to connect to Hashem, so that learning doesn't sustain you, it doesn't endure. It's not miskayim, it doesn't stand. Because that's not why we learn. It's not simply learning Torah, learning the Chumash, the Gemara, etc. is not simply an academic pursuit. It's right, an attempt to attach ourselves to the word of Hashem, to see how to live, to see what to do. And if we learn with that knowledge, if that knowledge precedes our learning and informs our learning will endure. But if not, not. And then he tells you as well, Huaya Omer, he would also say, Kol shemasav merubim mechachmaso, chachmaso miskayemes. If your actions are more than your learning will endure. But if the learning is more than the actions, it will not. And here too, the same idea, right? We learn in order to know what to do, right? We learn for two reasons. We learn in order to know what to do, and we learn in order to connect ourselves to Hashem through Hashem's Torah. But if it doesn't lead to action, and again, it's simply this academic pursuit but does not inform our lives, that's not the learning that we want. It doesn't endure for you. But if you learn and you do and you're active, right, you perform the mitzvot, so then your learning will endure. Right, it's a fascinating discussion of why we learn, the purpose of learning, the purpose of learning Torah. Right? Those are certainly questions worth pondering and thinking about and make sure we do it the right way. And here we come, Mishnah Yud, we come to the balance that I've mentioned a number of times. Right? Focus on learning, focus on mitzvos, of course, of course, of course. But says the Mishnah, Hu Haya Omer, the same person, Rabbi Chanina Mendoza would say, Kol Shavruach HaBrios Nocha Hemena, Ruach HaMakom Nocha Hemena. Right? When the Brios, when the other people, right, when they interact pleasurably, when they appreciate you, right? When they look at this person, say, oh, that's a nice person. They're pleased with you. Ruach HaMakom, then right, the Spirit of Hashem will also be pleased with you. Chol She'im Ruach HaBrios Nocha Hemena, but if the people in the world don't find you pleasant, they don't enjoy your company. Ein Ruach HaMakom Nocha Hemena, then Hashem doesn't enjoy you either. Right? If you learn and you're brilliant and you do mitzvot, but you're a mean person. You're not a nice person. You don't act properly. Right? You don't treat people with respect. You don't treat people kindly. And people look at you and say, right, that's not what we want. That's not a person I want to associate with. Not a person who treats us nicely. So Hashem says the same thing. Right? Spirit does not derive any benefit or pleasure from such a person. And that's the balance. You have to learn and you have to learn. You have to do, of course. Just you have to be a mensch. You have to treat people nicely, treat people with respect. And of course, that's part and parcel of the Torah. It's not separate, but it's a package, all one and the same. Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus Omer. So Rabbi Dosa now says, Shena shel shachris, v'yayin shel tzoharayim. Oversleeping in the morning. All right, I take that one to heart also. Oversleeping in the morning. V'yayin shel tzoharayim, and wine in the afternoon. The sichas hayeladim, the chatter of children. The yeshivas bateknesio shel amei haaretz, people who come, right, the amaratzim, who come into shul, Motzinas ha'adam min ha'olam. They remove you from the world. Right? Getting up late means you're not, you're wasting time in the morning. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says you get up early like a lion to start your day and serve your Creator. Right? If you get up late and you don't take it seriously and you miss your time, if you drink wine in the middle of the afternoon, right, that shoots the rest of your day. Right? Idle chatter. People who come into shul and don't treat it properly and distract you from what you should be doing. They remove you from the world. Okay. Mishnah Yud Aleph, right? No, self-explanatory. 10 is self-explanatory. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Rabbi Elazar Amodah Yomer. Rabbi Elazar says, HaMechalel Es HaKodshim, if you profane that which is holy, right? You don't treat it properly, you don't eat it in the right time. Right? There are many ways to be Mechalel Kodshim, to profane that which is sacred, to remove its sanctity, to not treat it properly. V'amivazes ha-moados, if you disrespect the holidays. And the Kahati says it means that you talking primarily about chalamoid. You just treat it like a regular day. And you go to work and you don't eat a nice meal. It's just a regular day. V'hamalbin p'nei chaveiro b'rabim. You embarrass somebody in public. V'hamefir briso shel Avram Avinu. Right, you nullify the covenant of Abraham. Alav Hashalom, right? A blessed memory. Peace be upon him, as we say. Right, you don't give your kid a bris. V'amigale panim b'torah, shaloka alacha. Right, this is actually, unfortunately, very relevant for us today with different interpretations of the Torah that are not lahalacha. Right? It's veering us astray, pushing us astray. Anyone who does any of these things, even though you might have some Torah and you might do good deeds, you have no share in the world to come. Right? And you ask yourself, what's so bad about these things? It's so terrible about working on Chol Moed, you have no share in the world to come. Right? I understand the bris. Hey, you're actively removing yourself from the people. You can embarrass somebody in public. It's terrible, but you lose your share in the world to come. So the Kahati says, and it's a fascinating comment, he says, these are sins, transgressions, where there is no desire. I understand in the realm of the sexual arena, people have desires. The desires can get the best of them. All right, not kosher food. Okay. Obviously, one shouldn't do it, but I understand even theft, right, which is, of course, terrible and prohibited and et cetera, et cetera. Somebody's desperate or somebody really wants money. I understand how somebody could come to sin in an area where there are desires that need to be fulfilled. Kahati says these are pure sins that are just meant, right, to disrespect and degrade Hashem. Right, why you don't treat the kodshim properly? There's no desire, right? Disrespect Chol Hamoed, you embarrass somebody in public. So that actually, if you really hate the guy, maybe we can hear it. But maybe, right, the best example, right? Leaving, not circumcising your child. There's no desire not to circumcise a child. You just don't want anything to do with Hashem. Right? When there's no desire and you sin, right? Then it's a direct, slap in the face to Hashem, as it were. And therefore, even if you have other good qualities, you slap Hashem in the face, you sin solely for the intention of sinning against Hashem, you have no place in the world to come. Mishnah Yud Bet, last Mishnah for today. All right, and here we have our back and forth. So we're back from disrespecting Hashem to treating people kindly. Rabbi Shmuel Lover, have a kal l'rosh. All right, you have to make yourself light, kal. Yielding is an interesting word, but kal means light. See yourself, humble yourself in front of somebody who's older than you. Right? Appreciate them, respect them. V'noach l'tishchoret, right? The word shachor, somebody who still has dark hair, somebody who still hasn't gone gray yet, somebody who's young. Be pleasant with them. Right? Maybe you don't have to have the same humility as you do with somebody who's older, but you have to be pleasant, you have to be nice. You have to greet every person with joy. Right, before we saw, B'Shamay says, with a nice countenance. This is Rabbi Shmuel wants more. Right, with joy, with happiness. Be nice and kind to people. right? And that we see again from these Mishnayos how important it is, of course, to learn Torah, and of course, to do mitzvahs, and of course, to respect Hashem, but also to treat people kindly and nicely and properly. That concludes our Mishnayos for today, our learning for today. Please come back. Join us tomorrow.